I am here in studio with Joan Moschino. She's a state rep from the 3rd Plymouth District, Hingham, Hull, and Cohasset. Thanks so much for joining us today. And we're during the, as we've said before, we're in informal session. I'm saying that like I'm sitting up at the State House with you. Of course, I'm not. But you're going to be letting us know what's going on. The representative from WATD would like to speak. No, I'm just kidding.
You can always speak.
Why, thank you. Talking a little bit about, there's always so much going on in the district. And as you mentioned before, just because you're in formal session doesn't mean you're not working. You guys are working right through the end of the year like everybody else.
Oh, of course. I mean, 6,000 bills got passed. And, you know, what you usually see us focus on are the things that require the full body to vote, bond bills, things like that. But there's a lot of smaller things, things that aren't controversial. And so a lot of us are hoping that this is a quiet time when we're still able to move small bills. Like we've always talked about the youth voter engagement bill. Mm-hmm. This is a time where you can really start to have those conversations and, you know, maybe even still bring forward the drought bill. What we're really focused on these days and a lot of the work that's going on behind the scenes is around the conference committee reports, the things that each chamber voted, mm-hmm. But that needed to be reconciled. And those are the things that everyone was disappointed didn't get finished by July 31st. But to the extent that they can agree, they still can come forward for a vote. In fact, I just saw a State House News article that one that had to do with authorizing the use of some of the interest off of our stabilization funds to allow the state of Massachusetts to really be more adept and be able to get those big federal grants, right, that require a match. Mm-hmm. We just reported that they came to agreement. So we'll see what's in there when they file the conference committee report, and they'll bring that forward through informal session. And just remember, if there's a poison pill in there or something that someone, it's controversial, all it takes is one member to go in and say, I object. The business that gets done now is the business that we all agree on.
That's a good way to put it. So it's not just the soup Nazi standing there saying, no bill for you. I'm sorry. That image came to mind when you were talking about one voice objecting.
You're still having fun in the summer, aren't you?
I am a little bit, you know, we're right in the middle of election season and we're always busy. Now, what about some of the other bills that we've talked about that you have been working on through the year? Drought management, that's an important issue with you.
Yes. That's a good bill, really something that's going to help people on the South Shore. You know, when we're experiencing drought, this is what gives the state the ability to treat the whole region in a consistent manner. There is nothing more frustrating than driving town to town and seeing different things, because, you know, the watersheds down here are a lot connected, and we should be coming at this in a much more cohesive, cogent way to preserve water for its public intended mm-hmm. uses, you know, potable water, right? And for the golf courses, don't worry, there's exemptions for business, for farms, things like that. But we are still having those conversations and hoping that maybe that can still come forward in informal session. Mm-hmm. But I am committed to seeing that bill through, and we're already looking ahead and thinking about what we're going to file next session. So that will definitely be one you will see me bring back if we can't find a way to conclude it in the next couple of months. January 1st is really close. Just don't less than 4 months away.
I haven't bought my Halloween candy yet. I'm not in a rush to get there. What about, I know that October, we're coming up with, well, actually now, Suicide Awareness Month.
Yes.
And this is an issue tied in with mental health and depression and a lot of things that people have experienced, it seems more of. I'm just speaking anecdotally. I'm not an expert, but it seemed like a lot of this was maybe magnified by the pandemic.
Oh, I agree. And we're hearing about it a lot in all walks of life, all sort of segments of our population. Schools are struggling with these things. But it's come forward, at least in my district, in a most articulate way through our veterans. We have a wonderful, wonderful veterans agent, Keith German in Hingham. And I'm sure everyone remembers that we had a tragedy in one of our Hingham families among one of our active service members. And they will hold on Friday, I believe it is, on Sunday, I think is the 22nd. They will hold Hingham asked us to do a resolution, and the senator and I were happy to do it, to mark Suicide Awareness Day. And in fact, Hingham, this is the second year that they will pause and take notice of this and try to build awareness among suicide in our veteran community. But they've also asked us to file a bill to designate it for statewide as well. And that hasn't gotten that far yet, but we're still going to work on that one. But we did get the resolution for Hingham. And I just want to give a shout out and thank Keith German for his leadership and consistently bringing these important issues to us.
Always.
Yeah.
Always available to the press. And I believe he's retiring. He was a terrific veterans agent in Hingham.
Yeah. Those are big shoes to fill. Mm-hmm. But then other populations. So I think in Hingham on Saturday is also, I think at Broad Cove Park, they'll have a walk out of darkness, and the senator will be making some remarks there. So it's in all segments of our population, and you know, people, we just need to build awareness about both how to identify folks that might need a little help, but also that help is out there and that people really shouldn't be shy about stepping forward and asking for help, and people shouldn't be shy about reaching out to people who they think are struggling.
We're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
community.
It's true. And then something, you know, that people may see the flags, maybe at their younger generation, they don't understand exactly how important this issue always is. POW MIA Day Friday.
Yes.
A lot of people didn't come back. A lot of families didn't get resolutions to things that have happened, of like, where is their loved one? And it's important to remember them.
It really is. And if you just at dusk get a chance to drive through Hingham at the Rotary, Keith German, once again, will be doing a standout. And they always, it's a wonderful moment where they're on the side of the road. Just drive through, give them a wave, give them a toot of the horn. And just pause and remember the servicemen that didn't come back.
Absolutely. What about when I say access to justice, what does that mean to you?
That's one of my favorite bills that I filed. So access to justice in my mind is really about access to the courts, right? An ability to make that argument for yourself. I filed a bill, if you remember, in conjunction with our fight against the compressor station. And we have all of these civil rights, and we added a new one around environmental justice. But I think it's great to say we have those rights, but I do just firmly believe you should have standing in court as a Massachusetts state resident to go into a Massachusetts court and make an argument when you know, a protected class is being discriminated against. This is called disparate impact. Mm-hmm. And we actually made some real progress on the bill. We've had a good conversation with judiciary. They've given us some guidance on how to revise it a little bit, and we're going to be working on that this fall and filing an updated bill, and hopefully we'll see that work forward to conclusion. But it's just there for people to step forward and make the case for their own rights. It's for the lawyers out there. It's a standing bill.
Yeah. There was a great presentation yesterday on the steps of the state house with Paul Revere. Well, modern day Paul Revere. I love that he was on a horse, but he got stuck in traffic, which is true. And then they had all the people, the reenactors from, you know, the earliest days here with the start of, you know, the state and our country. And this was all part of the launch of Mass 250. Now, that's a pretty interesting program. I think Dan just played the cuts of the governor talking a little bit. We're going to highlight about the birth of the nation and tie in Massachusetts. There are going to be some programs and grant funding in this area that's going to help send out the message.
Oh, Hingham just got a nice grant. So the Office of Tourism has been putting out a few grants because they very much see this as a celebration of history for those of us who are nerds and love that. But it's also about you know, promoting Massachusetts as well. And so these are the things that are going to happen in our communities, and you know, it's our main street economies, and it's a celebration of our community, who we are, where we came from, where we're headed to. And what I love about what Hingham is thinking is very much about the voices that we don't usually hear, mm-hmm. right? The parts of the community that we don't always celebrate in our history books. And they've got some great ideas, and I am just so excited to see what Hingham Historical Society is going to do with this grant money. And for the communities that are listening, don't worry, there will be another round of those grants. So if you didn't make the cut this time, you can definitely reapply. And we've also been arguing for to make sure that every community gets a little something. But now's the time to be planning, because they're very much looking at this as a celebration towards Rev 250, towards July 4th of 2026. So, all the creative, interesting people down the South Shore, put on your history hats, and the Historical Society should really be thinking about this right now.
And there are so many good stories out there. If you go to your town's, Historical Society, and a lot of them too with the cable access, some of the programs they have, it's really fascinating, because each town, even though some of the borders have changed in what town is what town, they have so many interesting characters, people, and stories that have come out of each one of these communities. And I've been able to see that through that. And of course, Patriot Ledger used to do a lot of this. I think of Hingham. I think of the buckets.
Yes.
It's funny. It's the only reason I know about that. And a guy that had like a little toy factory, meaning, just making them in his house. But some fascinating stories.
Yeah. And look at what the Cohasset Historical Society just did. They have the new Captain Wilson House, and the Mass, I think it's the Mass Maritime Institute, is right there in Cohasset Center. And they just had a big celebration. And they've done an amazing job of interpreting, the maritime economy and, where it started and how it's really been fundamental to their sort of growth and sort of getting started as a community. And I always, I'm a great fan of the Hull Life Saving Museum, but they're doing great things. And I really, Cohasset's and the Wilson House had just opened. So everyone, I'd encourage you to get to the Cohasset Historical Society. It's really great. It was really great.
I just want to ask you one more question, since it is, kind of the end of the summer, even though the weather's been fantastic. They always have a great event down in Hull with Endless Summer, and I know that you were there in an official capacity, but having fun.
Oh my gosh, it was fantastic. Craig Wolf just did an amazing job on that, and then there's also the car show was this past weekend, and every organization was out there, the music, the food. It was just really celebrating just all those wonderful, best things of Hull. And it drew a tremendous crowd. Congressman Lynch was there. I think Senator O'Connor was there. We just had a ball. It was great. Really celebrating the community. And they had perfect weather. September's been such perfect weather.
Fantastic. It's going to be raining later, overnight tomorrow.
I know.
The weather forecast.
Enjoy it while we can.
Absolutely. And we always appreciate you joining us, giving an update what's happening in the 3rd Plymouth District. State Representative Joan Moschino of Hull, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.